Hello, Larry speaking.
Hi, Larry. My name is Josh. I think you actually reached out earlier, and I think there was a misunderstanding about your mom. I'm from the home care agency. Sorry.
Yeah, no worries. Yeah.
Because you want to pay out of pocket, right?
Yes.
So yeah, we actually are able to. We do that all the time, actually. That's one of
Oh,
our
okay.
things we specialize in. So it doesn't come up that often. Phone calls from out, it comes from other places. So.
I got you.
Person answer the phone. Yeah, exactly. So if you're still interested, I'd be happy to take the information and
Yeah,
we can set it up.
we've been paying 25 an hour out of our pocket, and the one girl had some health issues and she had to quit. The other girl came through an agency, and she just her boss was not on top of it, and they both came at the two girls came yesterday, and then nobody came today because she was pissed off, and nobody called us or anything. And luckily,
Wow.
I stayed home. Because I looked at that girl's face, I said, "I don't think she's going to show up tomorrow because she's pissed off at her boss." Sure enough, I was right. So,
Wow. Okay, so you're looking to change.
yeah, I need to get somebody that's reliable. I got to work,
Yeah.
so it's hard for really hard right now because we just moved, and my mom's not familiar with this house, so she's at risk of falling because
She have
she
dementia?
doesn't. No, not
Oh, okay.
really. She's have a slight case of it. Not, I mean, you
Okay.
talk to her, she sharpens right up, but she does forget things. She's 99. So
Right.
normal for 99. Not. You talk to her and she sharpens right up quick. She knows who you are. She knows what's going on. It's just she'll forget the bathroom's this direction because in the old house it was that direction. You know what I mean? That's what I'm saying. She's got to get, in tune with her new surroundings. So it's important for somebody to be with her while she's learning, and getting used to it. So I can't just leave her alone for a half an hour or an hour. I go to work and then they get there, and you know what I mean? So anyway. So do you have anybody that could help? Eventually, we really are looking for somebody to move in. We have an extra room upstairs and offset whatever we work out. They don't have to work 24/7 naturally, but offset, that's eventually what I'd like to do
Oh,
because
okay. That's something definitely to look into. Okay.
so if you know anybody that's looking for that type of thing, I mean, my mom's never mean. She's just a sweetheart of an angel, has been her whole life. So she's really easy to be with. It's not like the hardest thing you got to do is just watch when she goes to the bathroom. She doesn't always make it there. Most of the time she does. So, she has those under things and you got to help her change them. Most of the time she can do it herself, but sometimes she needs help. In that regard, that's the roughest thing with her. And that's not every time, you know what I mean? But that's the, other than that, it's just making sure she takes her pills after she eats and, that sort of thing.
Right. Okay, I'm gonna actually write that down in a couple of minutes. I'm gonna after we get some basic information, I'm going to ask you a little bit more about that. But I totally understand. That's very, very doable. Okay, so let's back up here. And let me just ask for some basic information before we get to those needs. Okay, is that good?
Yes.
Just so I keep everything organized in my mind. Okay, so your name is?
Larry Rossi, Rossi.
Okay, great. You're the main contact. This is your number, I guess. And any backup number I should take?
My sister, let me look it up. I don't have her memorized.
None of us do these days. The world changed.
So she's actually going to be scheduling, but 610-955-6875, and her
Nine five
name's
six eight
Lori
seven.
Rossi.
Lori, okay. And what is the address of service?
17 Palton in Malvern, PA, 19355.
Great. And 17, what was the name of the street?
Palton. I don't know how to spell. I'm a terrible speller, so.
Okay, we'll find it. Okay, great. Now, what's your mother's name?
Antoinette.
Yeah. Rossi?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, great. Now, one thing I just want to mention so that we've clear is we have a private pay rate for a couple of years that's been pretty steady. It is a little higher than what you were paying. It's $30 an hour. That's like standard. That's just what we sell charge for everybody. I don't know if that's going to be an issue. We do provide very quality service. I don't know if you want to knock an hour off the schedule of a week to offset it.
7 to 3. Yeah. We're on a budget right now until
I'm sure. Yeah.
Got a lot going on, you know.
But, I can understand. Yeah, I'm sorry. I've tried to somehow get it. Yeah, but that's just the standard rate. We're not able to really, because you know, especially Malvern, it's not the hardest to staff, it's not the easiest, but you know, we just really need to.
And the person would speak English and.
Oh yes. Yeah, no, they're high quality. That's the thing. We don't want to, you know, cut corners and skimp. We're not getting some foreigner.
No.
Like
yes. So. Yeah, if you had somebody, can my sister talk to them, make sure, you know.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. You have a phone conversation beforehand. No, yeah, we would not put anybody without.
So how do I get her in? So you're going to look and call me back for somebody that you might have for those days?
Yeah, we have plenty of caregivers.
You'd be able to fill that?
So, yeah, we'll be able to fill it for sure. Yeah, we want to always take a couple of days just to, you know, make sure we're identifying the best candidates. But basically, our intake team will call you back today, then we'd identify one or two or three caregivers. Your sister could have a phone call with them.
Can you give them my sister's number and she can take it from there?
Gladly. Yeah, I'm going to get a little more information for you, and if you want us to follow up with your sister, gladly. We have to make the payment arrangements also. Not a big deal.
She does all that.
Oh, she does all that. Beautiful. You're making the call. You're good. You're smart. You're being proactive, getting it started, and then passing it on.
I'm the one it affects. She's the one that's her part of it. You know, I live with my mom.
Exactly.
I take care of her, you know, 24/7. But I have to make a living.
Of course. Of course. Of course. Of course. And two other things. So, what is the schedule that you want?
Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. 7 to 3.
Tuesday, Thursday.
It could
Friday.
It could be 7:15 to 3:15. Actually, works better because then I.
Okay, 7:15 to 3:15. So that is 7 hours a day.
Yes.
3 days. Okay. Now, as far as what you, if you could, oh, just do you have her date of birth? Your mom's date of birth.
June 12th, 1926.
Wow, bless her. Oh, my gosh. Wow.
99 years old.
Wow.
Okay. She's just a sweetheart, I'm telling you. Everybody that stays with her just comments on how sweet she is, because she is. Always has been her whole life.
Wonderful. Okay. So what does she need basically during that time?
Well, you have to help her, you know, make sure she goes to the bathroom and changes and cleans herself. We got it set up to where there's like a diaper pail for her underpants. We have flushable wipes to make sure she's clean. You know, when she pees, she's pretty good. When she poos, we want to make sure we check her and make sure she's really clean and use the wipes, you know, if we need to. And then we will make sure, you know, help her wash her hands and stuff like that. So then she, after she eats, she takes her pills. You know, usually you give her an egg or cereal or something. You know, we always have food here.
Sure. Okay, wonderful. Very, very normal, typical stuff.
Yeah.
Does she have to take medication?
Most of it's vitamins. She takes a stomach pill where like a Prilosec 24-hour pill and one blood pressure pill. That's the only important. The rest are all vitamin type things.
Right. How is it that I'm on more medications than your 99-year-old mom?
Yeah,
that's
exactly
what I'm sitting here wondering.
Hey, listen, I had open heart surgery a year ago.
Wow.
I got diabetes. I take.
Okay, feel well. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
So I take. You know, I'm just getting back into full force. You know, and that hit me out of the blue. I had two partial heart attacks. Didn't even know it. I'm a stubborn Italian. I just go until I, you know, can't go no
right.
more. But.
Oh my gosh! Oh my gosh!
So yeah. So anyway, so this would be good. So if you could give her a call, I greatly appreciate it.
Yeah. So we'll give her. Okay. And the payment agent will make with her. So yeah. So gladly. Any other questions over here? Okay.
No.
I will give you. No. Okay. Good. I'm gonna give your information. We'll keep you as a contact as well. We'll keep
yes.
you posted, but we'll get in touch with your daughter. And this would be beginning to so this Thursday if we can, right?
Correct. Yes.
Okay, Larry. Keep my number as my direct line. My name is Josh. We're Family First Home Care, the name of our agency, by the way.
Thank you.
And a pleasure. Okay, we'll be in touch.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Sure. Bye-bye.